You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it's good for college football that everybody in every conference feels like they have an opportunity. If they have success and their team is consistent and performs in the fashion that the University of Cincinnati performed all year long, I mean, how many undefeated teams are there out there? And it's very, very difficult to do. So you got to have a special mindset and a special group of young men to be able to do that. So I absolutely think that everyone who participates in college football Division I level should feel like they have an opportunity to get in the playoff.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday morning as we get set for NFL football. The voice there of Nick Saban congratulating and agreeing with the committee that Cincinnati, with an undefeated record, belongs in. And now his team, they have a loss, but they're in as the number one seed. They'll take on Cincinnati, Alabama, 14-point favorites in one of the national semifinal games. All right, let's get to tonight. It is the game of the week. Might be the game of the year. The Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots. Buffalo sitting at as a 2.5-point favorite. The number's been under a field goal for quite a few days now. It has not moved from that. So Buffalo is the favorite. The total on this game is 41. And Joe, before we get to any props or sides or anything we like about this game and we're interested in, we got to talk about why this number's dropped to 41. It's because of the weather, not because, I mean, we know these defenses are good, but 41 is when you have quarterbacks that are as good as Mac Jones and Josh Allen, there's a reason for the number dropping like this. It's weather. We're talking about gusts of wind, potentially up to 50 miles per hour tonight up in Orchard Park. This is going to be a weather game and a night game and a cold game. And this total, I mean, this is one of the lowest totals of the week. Maybe the lowest total of the week.
Oh, by far. Do we have to open up a New England to Pittsburgh teaser? Pittsburgh Thursday, getting 3, up to 9, lower total, 44.5 at Minnesota.
We could do that.
It's not the best. It's not bad. I know, yeah. Paul has some teasers closing out with New England tonight. That is a very popular teaser. It's everything you're looking for. This is it. Like, it's the lowest total of the week at 41. And if you take New England at the moment, you're going through the 3 and through the 7. I mean, this is just a perfect teaser leg. And could Buffalo blow that up? Yup. I could absolutely see them. That's where I'm looking on this one. Of course, the Patriots 6-game winning streak. Not only have they won all 6, they've also covered the spread in all 6 games. Defensively, over the last month, they're not even allowing 7 points per game. Like, that's how strong it's been. And there's some context, though. Winning 6 games in the NFL, very hard to do that consecutively. But they haven't faced any quarterbacks. And the elements will play a factor. But we're talking about, okay, you get the Titans without Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and Brown. You get the Falcons, but Ridley's out now. You get the Browns. It's a hobbled Baker. They haven't been able to do anything over the last month. Carolina, you get the bad Sam Darnold. You get the Jets. It's a lot of bad offenses. So I hesitate to say that this is the lockdown defense that I'm seeing from a lot of people nationally. And I think, you know, if I'm going to say that about the Patriots, I've got to say that about the Bills, that they beat up on bad teams. And they do.
Right.
They score well into the 30s against the bad teams, and against the good teams, they can't score 17 points. Last week, the Patriots could not stop the run. I'm not sure that they cared to stop the run, but they couldn't against the Titans. Well, who cares? Because the Bills don't want to run in the game, and they're going to be dealing with all of this wind. They only want to seem to run with Josh Allen. I mean, 20 to 30 miles per hour for a total to drop in the NFL five full points. That is significant. And there are some reports. Now, sometimes these are way off. Like people get scared, total drops. But there are reports about gusts into the 40s, almost touching 50 miles per hour. And then you've also got the freezing rain. I'm on Buffalo. I think there's value in there. The market is just a little bit too high for me. I'm getting the Bills at home, better quarterback, the better offense, at less than a field goal. I think that's where the value is. And the Bills are one of the five contest plays for myself and Paul. We're in agreement there. But if you were to make the case that the elements favor New England, I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'll make that case. I like New England tonight. And I think the game and the weather is going to be a big part of the reason why. A couple things that stand out to me. I'm just looking at a couple props here. Mac Jones and Josh Allen, their pass attempts. I think there's value here if we believe the weather reports. I mean, Bill Belichick is not going to run his head into the ground here. Mac Jones' pass attempts prop tonight is 29.5. That's an under. They're going to run the football.
Yeah. Wow. I was thinking along the same lines, but looking at completions and going under 19.5 for Mac Jones. This will be, I think, Mac Jones' first real weather game. I do think Bill Belichick is going to get his – if there's any team that I trust to play in bad weather, it would be the Patriots. But I have the Patriots in a teaser as well from the weekend. I put them with the Cardinals, so I'm not going to bet on the total or the side tonight. But I do like – maybe some Mac Jones props, whether it's what Joe G suggested or maybe going under on the completions if it's going to be really windy.
What do we think of the Tre'Davious White injury? And maybe this isn't the week it kills them because it's a weather game. I think the Patriots are going to run the football tonight. But what do we think of the idea of him not being there? Because a big part of why their defense is so good is him. He's a star corner. I think that's going to have some effect as we go through this thing and how good their defense is. That's one thing I thought about with this game. The other thing is Josh Allen. You know, we talk about the Bills are kind of Jekyll and Hyde. Like, sometimes they play really good against bad teams, and they don't play as good against good teams. Josh Allen's had a weird season where he's turned the football over a lot. He has 10 picks, and seven of those are in the last 4 weeks. He has seven picks in the last four games. He's turning the ball over a lot. The Patriots have taken the ball away a lot. The wind's going to factor in. I mean, look, I'm looking at the interception props. I could see both – quarterbacks throwing a pick tonight.
Liquid Swords just pointed out that Mac Jones did play in a bad weather game, that one with the Bucks earlier this season.
The rainy
game. It was different weather, but
yeah. Yep, you're right. It was a messy game. That was like a sloppy field.
Well,
game.
The wind is what really matters. I think you're right on it with Trey White. Now, maybe I'm going too far by saying that in a windy game where we don't expect New England to pass too much. Maybe they will. I mean, how did they use the run game in the past? Would it surprise you if it's a lot of Mac Jones with the short, quick passes like Brady used to do? Maybe.
Could be.
Even though that's not what we've seen this season. But the Trey White thing is something you want to keep in the back of your mind for next week. At Tampa Bay, going up against Brady and all the weapons that he has, that's a game where it could be more impactful than what I'm seeing tonight. Is there value on the total? I'm inclined to go over at the number of 41. Like, what kind of score are we expecting in this one? We're expecting 2014, 2017. I mean, that's what you need.
Yeah. I guess if you said, Joe, what's the score of the game tonight? I would say something like 20-17, but that's right.
Not a lot of wiggle room.
No, it's not a lot of wiggle room. You're one fumble and someone picks it up and runs it in and the whole thing is off.
Yeah.
I see some value in the rushing props, specifically on the Patriots side. Ramondre Stevenson, he's really come on, their rookie running back. Like, he's been a big part of this the last few weeks. His prop tonight on FanDuel is only 41.5. His last four games, 62, 100, 69, 46. And other than one of those games, the 100, it's not many attempts. It's 10, 12, 9. He's averaged 6.2, 5.0, 5.8, 5.1. 41.5 yards for him tonight against in the wind. Like, do we all think the Patriots are going to run the ball tonight or try to run the ball? I do.
Yeah, but it's always the same old question. Which guy are they going to run it with? Or which guys?
Well,
are they going to divvy it up?
Harris is 48.5. Stevenson is 41.5 feels low. I mean, if they give him the ball 10 times, I feel like I'm going to clear that number.
What about Mac Jones, 6.5?
I'm out.
What about Dawson Knox anytime touchdown? I feel like that guy is always finding the end zone. He has in every game but 1, 2, 3, 4. This he had 2 last week.
What is it?
And then he didn't score for 3 weeks, but then he scored in almost every other game.
Right. I think he was dealing with an injury before he came back last week against New Orleans. Monster game.
It's +200.
+260 on FanDuel.
Oh, you know, good.
So I was looking at some props, and my first thought is this is one of the lowest totals of the season, and I probably don't want to do a lot of touchdown props.
Oh,
because
right.
How many are there going to be?
Yeah, good point.
That's my concern there, but I guess that ends
maybe
up giving you –
maybe that's why it's +260.
Yeah, that's definitely – like there's going to be limited scoring in this game. What does stand out? How about the Patriots running backs through the air? If they're going to do the short passes, I mean you can talk about it on the Buffalo side as well. Is there value with the running backs for receiving yards?
So Stevenson hasn't done much in that area. Last 5 games: 1, 2, 4, 1, 0. So maybe that's the Damian Harris role if we're going to
play it out. 6.5 yards. For Harris.
For Damian Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty light.
He had 1 catch for 12 last week. 9
the week before.
7. You could see why it's not that much. We're talking about like 1 catch a game for the most part.
Yeah, he's averaged 7.6 yards per game receiving. So I mean, their backs really are, at least those 2 backs, right? Their 2 lead backs were not part of the passing game.
Right. My strongest opinion on this game is Buffalo -2.5. And I wonder if you're going to get that later on in the day. I would assume that the public is going to be more Patriots heavy as we go on. I'm not saying it's going to move anymore, but it makes me think that it's not going to go to 3 unless there's like respected money that comes in on the Bills.
Right.
But I like the Bills tonight. And if I were to play the total, I'm not sure that I will, but if I were to, I'd probably look to the over 41 because there's just such a little wiggle room there, and maybe I'm hoping for the weather forecast to be off a little bit.
So this feels like a game that I would bet live. You have to watch to see how this plays out.
Fair.
Because
yeah.
You know, we're doing it's this show point. Now. By the time people listen, if you're listening live, we appreciate you having it. And if you listen to our podcast later on, depending on what time you catch this, the weather report might change. Like, we got to be real about it. Like, 50-mile-an-hour winds, if that changed a little bit, they could open up the pass game. They could change things a little bit. The other thing I've noticed, Buffalo games over the years. I remember an Eagles game there a couple years ago. I also remember one late in the season, I don't know, 15 years ago. They might have been playing the Giants. I remember watching a game, Buffalo and someone, and it was like every quarter, the only team that scored that quarter was the one that had the wind. Like, if you had the wind, you scored. If you didn't, you couldn't throw, you couldn't score, you couldn't move the ball. So you might be able to play this game live. Like, if your team has the win, take them to score in the quarter. Take them to score in the next drive, whatever. And if your team doesn't, like, that win is coming at you, you're screwed. You can't throw. Changes things.
How are you guys betting it? What are we doing? I'm on Bills -2.5.
I'm on the Patriots +2.5. I might go Patriots money line if I'm going to go 2.5.
You might as well. Yeah.
It's +120. You made a good point
Bills
on the total. You made a good point on the total, Joe, with the value that now might be on the over. A couple days last week, it was on the under. If we knew the weather, we would all jumped on the under. So when you think of the score, what do you think? Like, what's the score of the game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, slippery football. We could have some short fields with some, yeah. Man, 24, 21, something like that. It's going to be tight.
New England defensive score is +650. I might have to. I don't know if I want to put it in our same game parlay because that always loses, but I might take that just on its own.
Do you think it's tougher to score on defense in bad weather? Or no? More turnovers more likely?
Yeah, I think a slippery ball.
To not only intercept it or to pick up a slippery football, but to also run it back
Right. You might just dive on it if you get it instead
yeah.
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, could be. Just feels like the football could be flying, you know, be popping around places tonight. It could be, yeah, this could be a sloppy game tonight. The other part of this is, wouldn't usually we fade a rookie quarterback? I don't know if how much of this is part of your thinking, you and Paul, Joe, but Mac Jones hasn't lost on the road yet.
Yep.
Usually it's a pretty simple thing, right? You fade rookie quarterbacks on the road. I believe he's 6-0 to start his career on the road. I think last time when they won on the road, he surpassed Big Ben in 2004 and Dak in 2016. Most road wins to start a career. It's pretty remarkable.
Mac Jones to throw an interception is about even money here. And for Josh Allen, it's minus 130, slight favorite to the yes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He's thrown a lot. Patriots have 18 picks.
The Buffalo weather, so it's raining there now, but I don't see any rain the rest of the day. It just shows wind.
The wind is it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta watch out for. That wind is Bourne going to be the man again? 31.5 is the number.
That feels like an over.
Lately, it seems like he's been their top guy. Yeah.
I mean, it's weird to take overs in this kind of game with receiving props, but that's a small number. 31. If they're going to get, you know, if Mac's going to have 180 yards or 175, where's it going?
It's juiced, but. And I know Belichick takes away what you do best, but Diggs' total receptions is 4.5.
Wow.
Seems low.
It does seem low. All right, we'll finalize a same-game parlay coming up in about 20 minutes. Lightning bets. Coming up next, we look ahead. Week 14 in the NFL. Joe O, Joe G, and Aaron Hawksworth. BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.